You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Podcasting from home base today, it is the Locked On Sooners podcast for August the 30th. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. We are just 2 days away from OU's home opener with Florida Atlantic, and I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day, especially in this on-demand world whenever you are choosing to listen to Locked On Sooners. And not only is it OU's home opener, but it's the season opener. And I imagine you are chomping at the bit to talk as much Sooners as possible, get as much information as possible, and be as entertained as possible, because that's the whole reason we watch sports. It's the whole reason we talk sports, is to be entertained. And coming up on today's show, we will discuss why recruiting never ends. Okay, well, you know recruiting never ends in the sport of college football and really in college sports in general, but Lincoln Riley has a very tough recruiting job ahead of him. And it's an all-year-long recruiting job, not unlike that of Sam Presti with Paul George. I'll tell you which player he has to constantly recruit throughout this year to get them to stay at OU. We will also give you an update on all the key position battles that are going on. Our good friends at 24/7 Sports spelled those out yesterday. And there's a very interesting lineup, or a very interesting formation on the offensive line, which I love. If Bill Beedenbaugh goes this way, it is one of the smartest moves he could ever make as coach of OU. And I'm not saying that to be hyperbolic, but it is a really good move for him and just shows you how smart a coach he is if he decides to go this particular direction. In segment number two, Kyler Murray is going to come across to most people as the person with the most to prove this Saturday, but he's really not. There's one other guy, if he gets an opportunity to take the field, has way more to prove than Kyler Murray. We'll tell you who that is. And then finally, we'll wrap things up today by having a little fun. And who cares if Tom Herman goes to a strip bar? I'll tell you why that shouldn't matter, whether he's an assistant or a head coach, and how social media ruined all the fun from Hard Knocks on this past Tuesday. So all that's coming up. My name is Eric G. I am a contributor to 1340 The Game in Oklahoma City, and also News Radio 1000 KTOK in Oklahoma City as well. I am the co-host of the Saturday College Football Game Day Show, which gets underway this Saturday on 1340 The Game, News Radio 1000 KTOK, and all across this great state of Oklahoma, which if you follow me on Twitter at GEEHSO or at Locked On Sooners, I'll have a list of those stations that you can hear us on Saturday mornings and what time they're going to be airing. Plus, it's available on the iHeartRadio app, so you can make that your game day. It's a 30-minute show, and then you can listen to Locked On Sooners. And of course, you can get caught up on Locked On Sooners anytime you want via Apple iTunes, via Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and, well, just by following me on Twitter. So there's several places to get the Locked On Sooners podcast. Oh, LockedOnSports.com. I forgot about LockedOnSports.com. But yeah, that has all the Locked On podcasts. Even another one I happen to be partial to called Locked On Thunder, which I am the host, and we'll have another episode of that coming up later today. So let's jump into segment number one now of Locked On Sooners. And Lincoln Riley is a master recruiter. That's very evident. It's one of the reasons why he's the head coach at OU. It's one of the reasons why Bob Stoops went and stole him from East Carolina. And it's one of the reasons why he got a big raise before he was named head coach at OU, is because Lincoln Riley has a way of identifying with kids that OU hasn't had in quite some time. I want to talk about this. I think Bob Stoops had gotten to a point in his career where he was so established, his ability to identify with young men was not near as sharp as it was when he first got into coaching. And that's probably a sort of a dull way to put it, but you always need a young guy like Lincoln Riley on your staff to stay young and enthusiastic and be able to identify with kids, which is one of the reasons why I like Mike Gundy, because I think that's something that Mike Gundy has mastered. And I think at OSU, you constantly have to master that. But for as great a job as Lincoln Riley has done getting five-star quarterbacks or four-star quarterbacks to come to OU, getting running backs, closing the deal, whatever he's done to keep OU's recruiting classes in the top 10, the top 5, nothing compares to what he's going to have to do this entire fall as Kyler Murray has success for OU and Spencer Rattler is waiting at the door to come in. You are really going to have to do a hell of a convincing job to keep Austin Kendall here at OU. Because quarterbacks, and really college players overall, aren't going to stay someplace where they know they can't play. And think about Austin Kendall's career here for a second. This is a guy that came into OU. He had some hype. Lost the job to Baker Mayfield. No big deal. Second year, was thinking he was going to be Baker Mayfield's backup. But Kyler Murray's now on campus. He takes that job. He's redshirted. And there's no way that he can't be discouraged. There's just no way that Austin Kendall, no matter how hard he practices, no matter what he does to make the team better, and even though he knows he's only one or two plays away from getting in, he still has to feel like, man, what do I got to do to secure this job? And is there a better place for me? And it would be only natural. So Lincoln Riley is in a position that Sam Presti was in all year long last year with Paul George, is you've got to constantly let Austin Kendall know how valued he is to the program. You've got to let him know what the plans are, not only for OU, but the team. And in the back of Austin Kendall's mind, he's always going to wonder, is what coach telling me true or is it blowing smoke? And remember, look, and I trust, here's the thing, I trust what Lincoln Riley said. Just because I was not allowed into practice, actually no media were allowed into practice, none of us were allowed into scrimmages, I trust that Lincoln Riley, when he says it was a battle. But Lincoln Riley, talking about Austin Kendall, had this to say once he decided to give the job to Kyler Murray.
No, it's just honesty, you know, it's just honesty. I mean, it is what it is. All guys that enter in a competition know that there's a chance you're going to win it and a chance that you're not. And for all of them, there's great stories about the guys that didn't. You know, my third year at East Carolina, we went with another kid over Shane Carden. I had that talk with him, and he almost left. And he was distraught, and he was a competitive kid, and it was a close competition like this one is. The guy that we picked didn't play well early this season. The second game of the year up at South Carolina, we replaced him, put Carden in, and then he started every game for 3 years after that and had an illustrious career. So, I mean, you just got to hang in there regardless of what it is. But these guys are grown young men. You know, they understand it, and they know I'm going to be upfront and honest about however it shakes out.
Another thing that will be tough for Austin Kendall this year is that the chances of him getting to play in meaningful minutes during a game are going to be slim, unless Kyler Murray gets hurt, because Lincoln Riley's not the type of guy that believes in a two-quarterback system. And he's going to give Kyler Murray every opportunity to get himself out of whatever jams OU might be into or whatever jams he might have got himself into. And that's just something that Austin Kendall's going to have to live with this year. And I would imagine for a guy like him, mop-up time is not going to be very satisfactory, but I'm sure he'll take the experience, go out, and do everything he can to show coaches what he's capable of. And at this point, me even saying that's ridiculous, because coaches know what Austin Kendall is capable of, and now it's just up to them where they want to fit him in at any point during this season or at any point during his career. But if Lincoln Riley truly values the kid, then he's going to constantly stay in contact with him this year. And I'm sure that that's not going to be an issue, but there's going to have to be those talks from Lincoln Riley every day about, hey, you're valued, you're here, you're doing this. I know Kyler's getting all the hype, but don't think that we don't value you as well. Position battles. I know you wanted to know them. Our good friends at 24 Sports and Brandon Drum have posted those today. And I want to start with center, since we talked a lot about that. The battle between the battle between Creed Humphrey and Jonathan Alvarez. And according to 24/7 Sports, and man, I love this. I started salivating when I was thinking about this offensive line being on the field for OU. And here's what they had. This is apparently one of the lineups they ran after yesterday. Bobby Evans and Cody Ford were at each tackle. Bobby Evans at left, Cody Ford at right. Drew Samia was at right guard. Jonathan Alvarez at left guard, Creed Humphrey at center. And if that is the way that Bill Beedenbow goes, it's genius. Now, Ben Powers is a guy I think we were all looking forward to seeing play. He was not mentioned in that lineup. I love that, and here's the reason I love that, because Jonathan Alvarez, the main reason he might have got an opportunity to start at center, 24/7 wrote about this yesterday, is that he's experienced, he knows all the calls, he knows how to get everybody set. But, as it's been stated several times, and we knew exactly how OU was spilling it out when Bill Beedenbow would say this, Creed Humphrey is the more athletic, dominant, physical player. And since that is the case, you want that guy on the field as much as possible. He's young. He's going to be around for a while. He needs to get the experience if you believe he's going to be the starter. Having Jonathan Alvarez there to help Creed Humphrey with the calls, help him get the offensive line set, I think is perfect. And for Jonathan Alvarez, this is maybe Jonathan Alvarez may in fact be the most selfless player at OU because of how much he's moved around, what he's willing to do. This kid's taking a back seat. If he's complained, it's never been out in public. It's only been to the coaches. But it'd be great for Jonathan Alvarez. It would be great for Creed Humphrey. And ultimately, it would be great for OU. Look for that on Saturday as OU gets ready to roll out. This is the Locked On Sooner podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, why Kyler Murray isn't going to be the player with the most to prove on the field this Saturday. We'll tell you who that is next.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast.
Tell your family, tell your friends, tell anyone who's an OU fan, spread the word about Locked On Sooners. Hey, give me some feedback. Tell me what you think of the podcast at LockedOnSooners at Gmail or at LockedOnSooners on Twitter or at GEEHSO. I would love to know what you think about the podcast and love to know how I can make things better, but we're trying to grow this. It's week one of Locked On Sooners, and it's coinciding with week one of the OU football season. So let us know, and we'll do whatever we can to make this a better podcast. And remember, you can always subscribe on Apple iTunes and get us on Google, get us on Alexa and Stitcher as well. Many places to get the Locked On Sooner podcast. So Kyler Murray is the most hyped player coming in to this game on Saturday, but he's not the player with the most to prove. That goes to Chris Robinson, former OU quarterback. Chris Robinson has the most to prove on Saturday. Why do I say that? Well, he's going to get an opportunity to come stick it to his former university. That's first and foremost. And even if he's not bitter, and even if Chris Robinson, who had his issues at OU with the public intoxication and then violating team rules, even if he and his family feel if he deserved to get dismissed from OU, you can always put a chip on your shoulder and play the card of, well, I got kicked off of OU. Why didn't this guy get kicked off of OU? And just, even if you don't necessarily believe that, you can falsely put that into your head as motivation. Still, you've been kicked out of OU. You've had your issues at Florida Atlantic, and now you've got an opportunity to show not only OU but everybody else that you were definitely worth the investment that they made when you were recruited by both schools. And you're also in a situation at Florida Atlantic where you are not the guy at this point. As a matter of fact, nobody seems to be the guy at Florida Atlantic because rumors are this team is going to go play three quarterbacks or could possibly be playing three quarterbacks come Saturday. So now you've not only got the opportunity to show Lincoln Riley what he's missing and maybe why you're better than Kyler Murray or Austin Kendall or any other quarterback on campus and you were deserving of a second and third chance, but now you've got to go. Now you've got the opportunity to go out and show Lane Kiffin why every other quarterback you have on campus isn't as good as you. And to have a really good game against Oklahoma on Saturday, I mean, hell, beat Oklahoma on Saturday, then yeah, you're definitely the guy. But if you have a really good game against Oklahoma on Saturday with a program in Florida Atlantic whose expectations are high, I mean, despite the fact that they're not a Power 5 school, you go 11-1, you're in the state of Florida, Lane Kiffin has done an excellent job of recruiting, you have raised the level of that program where they believe that they're going to win a conference every year or compete for a conference every year and go to a decent bowl game. You can now take control of it. This is your opportunity. You, for a long time, have probably never felt, if you were Chris Robinson, that you never really had control of your own destiny. Well, now it's time to get back that control. Come out, show up on Saturday, play better than Kyler Murray, and this is it. Kyler Murray, in my opinion, really doesn't have a whole hell of a lot to prove to anybody but himself. And just in his backup time with Baker Mayfield, we all know that he can play. Everybody knows he can play. He had a crummy first year at Texas A&M, but now he's coming into OU in a much better situation where he feels more comfortable. Plus, having a conversation with my former co-host yesterday, Anthony Fogle, Anthony was questioning how much Kyler Murray loves football. And I don't think with Kyler Murray, it's a question of loving football. Like, he loves football. I think you talk to his teammates, you see the way he reacts to people. Kyler Murray loves playing the sport of football. But Kyler Murray knows that his bread is going to be made in baseball. And the baseball thing is already taken care of. The stress is gone. Your future is set. Now you can just go out and let your hair down and have fun and play as hard as you possibly can. Will there come a time, if OU is out of the national championship race, that Kyler Murray doesn't feel like sacrificing his body? Yeah, that could happen. It really could, because no matter how good OU is, no matter how much you or I think that they are going to win the Big 12 this year and go through it pretty easily, OU has always found pitfalls. And if he goes out and has one bad game, and OU gets a loss, and then there's another bad game or something else happens, or there's one bad loss and that turns into two, then yeah, is he going to be willing to sacrifice? Well, if I'm him, I'm not. I'm not going to be sacrificing my body to go 10-2 into a bowl game instead of playing for an opportunity to play in the college football playoffs. No, and I don't think any of us could blame him if he didn't go that way. But I don't think that that's ever going to be a problem. I think his love and passion for football and his love and passion for OU is going to propel him this year. And athletic ability, ability to play quarterback, all that's proven. I mean, it almost seems like it's a gravy season. And it's a season we should all envy as people who go to work every day, wishing we could have these kind of days at work where, dude, it's just gravy. I'm just going to go out and have fun. Kind of like what I'm doing with this podcast. I don't know that I was necessarily having fun the first couple of days I was doing this because I was very nervous, very tense. It's like, oh, I got to grow the numbers and build all this. And now it's just like, you know what? I'm going to go out, be myself, do my thing. Speaking of doing my thing, Saturday, what can I expect on Saturday? I know that there are a lot of people that are going to expect OU to roll. They're a 21-point favorite. And I am excited about the fact that we are going to get to see a lot of freshmen play in this game, but I also think that at moments it's going to be sloppy. I'm expecting somewhat of a sloppy game from both OU and Florida Atlantic on Saturday, with ultimately OU prevailing. Will they cover that 21-point spread? Certainly the offense is going to hold up their end of the bargain. Defensively, I'm expecting some big mistakes on defense. I'm expecting if DeAndre Johnson gets an opportunity to play. OU have some struggles, and I'm expecting OU to have struggles in the run. Real quick, I want to go back to something that we touched on in the first segment, and that was the position battles, because we only talked about what was going on at center. But as far as linebacker goes, and again, all this coming from Brandon Drum and 24/7 Sports, it looks like Curtis Bolton is going to be playing that will spot. He's the one that's going to get – he was running with the ones. Kenneth Murray was running at the Mike spot. And Deshaun White was getting an opportunity to run twos with the Mike spot. And yesterday, Tim Kish, and you can see this on our YouTube page at Locked On Sooners, Tim Kish had nothing but praise for Deshaun White. And Deshaun White took a lot of crap from A&M fans for decommitting, but he's a four-star kid and apparently football IQ off the charts and physical ability off the charts. So, hey, it's the too deep. If something were to happen to Kenneth Murray, God forbid, since he's the leader of the defense, Deshaun White could step in, but it looks like Curtis Bolton is going to be running at the ones. Caleb Kelly will be running at the twos. And as far as your quarterbacks go, Parnell Motley and Trey Norwood, I don't think that's a surprise. The safeties, though, man, they are stacked. Absolutely stacked at safeties. And I am I'm looking forward to seeing guys like Justin Broyles get an opportunity to play. And definitely looking forward to seeing Brendan Riles. And I'm definitely looking forward to getting an opportunity to see Buki play. There, I'll just call him Buki. It should be a very interesting game, OU. And with a lot of young players getting an opportunity to go contribute, that could lead to mistakes. And with Charleston Rambo possibly being out this game, I'm not exactly all that worried, because I think OU is pretty set receiver-wise. You give Drake Stoops an opportunity to go out there and play. Everybody's been raving behind him, but you know, let's see what Grant Calcaterra can do, how much he can step up and be just a nice safety valve for Kyler Murray. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast coming up next here on LOS. Why, I really don't care if a guy like Tom Herman goes to a strip bar. I'll tell you why that shouldn't be a big deal coming up next.
This is Locked On Sooners, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I am Eric G. Thank you for listening to us wherever you're listening to us, be it Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google, Alexa, or you're just following along on Twitter at GEEHSO or at Locked On Sooners. And remember, you can always email me at LockedOnSooners@gmail.com or LockedOnSooners@gmail.com. And listen to us Saturday before the game. We've got the College Football Saturday pregame show on 1340 The Game and the iHeartRadio app, so it can fit into your schedule on your way down to Norman. Then that's a 30-minute show, and then you can wrap that up with a 20 minutes or so of Locked On Sooners. Heck, pick your favorite episode. We've got enough out now where you can pick your favorite episode of the week. So let's talk Tom Herman. Let's talk about the fact that allegedly he went to a strip bar. Actually, he probably did. I'm not going to say allegedly. Went to a strip bar in 2014 when he was an assistant at Ohio State with Zach Smith. Now, for Zach Smith, it was a no-no. He ran up a $600 bill. Allegedly, there were high school coaches involved. But ultimately, I don't see what the big deal is. Now, especially if Zach Smith were spending his own money and Tom Herman were spending his own money. I get it from... this isn't something the university needs to be paying. You don't need to be using the university credit card. But if grown men want to go hang out at a place like that, regardless of whether or not they are representatives of a university. And I can get where some people are saying, hey, we don't want our coaches, our professors, whoever, to go hang out at places like that. They're so seedy. They're grown-ass men. And if they're taking high school coaches, chances are they're trying to get in good with the high school coaches for players. But if no players are involved, no kids are involved, you're not buying any underage kids alcohol or lap dances, and it's just you doing your thing, that's between you and your wife, you and your girlfriend, you and God, and I guess to some extent you and your boss. But if I'm Urban Meyer, as long as you're not doing this on the company dime, go do it. That's you. That is your personal thing, whatever you have to do in your personal life, just as long as you're not doing anything illegal that I have to dismiss you for. If you set the ground rules as a coaching staff that you can't do it, then fine, dismiss him. I just don't understand why there were so many people up in arms about just the act of the Texas coach going to a strip bar. I kind of expect grown men to go to strip bars up to a certain age, and then eventually you just get tired of it. Because you realize they're just there taking your money. Well, at least for most of us, that's all they were there doing was taking our money. But it just, here's what I'm going to say about this and why it baffles me so much. When it comes to college athletics, and part of it is just the news cycle and the fact that it's covered for 24/7, people get so outraged when we hear about improprieties in college football. When we heard about Major Applewhite having his affair at Texas, oh my God, how could a coach go out and have an affair? How could a coach be caught with another consenting adult doing something in his lifestyle that I don't approve of? The reason I find it funny is because for years on college campuses, professors have been sleeping with students who could be considered consenting adults. As a matter of fact, I know a girl who slept with one of her professors. She didn't complain about it. She didn't file sexual harassment. She willingly did it. She was old enough. She was of age of consent. And if that's going to go on in the academic world, why should we expect more in the athletic world? I know some people will, and inevitably they don't want to think about their coaches going out and getting in trouble, but things like that happen. And really, it falls on the university to decide what they want to do with said person, if that is the way or how they want to handle it, and is this a person that they want to keep on staff. But I thought it was comical when I first heard it, because it's like, well, wait a second. You know, we've had professors for years acting inappropriately, and we are just now getting upset about that, if we are getting upset about it. And I would say that for the most part, we're not, because professors aren't in the news every day. Coaches and players are, so we expect them to act of a higher moral character than we do anybody else on a college campus. Not only is it ridiculous, but it seems very far-fetched to think that's going to happen. And finally, I'll just wrap it up today as we get ready for Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns to take the field. Game one coming up here in, what is it, a couple of weeks now. We know that Tyrod Taylor's going to start. One complaint about Hard Knocks. And actually, it's not even a complaint about Hard Knocks. It's a complaint about social media. Social media took all the fun out of this past week's episode of Hard Knocks, because we had already seen the punchline. We had already seen Baker Mayfield make fun of his GM. We'd seen that on social media before it got to Hard Knocks on Tuesday. And that was the best part of the show on Tuesday, was the rookie show. Them making fun of the veterans, them making fun of the coaches, and we already had somewhat of a peek at that. And look, I don't mind getting key scenes from a movie trailer, I understand, but don't always give us the best scenes. And unfortunately for Hard Knocks, they gave us the best, but Baker Mayfield has been great. And I think as an OU fan, I mean, going back to the whole character thing, how people act, etc., I think as an OU fan, you don't have anything to be ashamed of all the way Baker Mayfield's acting. Matter of fact, you probably ought to be pretty proud of it. But Baker Mayfield has done nothing to embarrass himself at this point, and if he keeps playing the way that he did, he's going to prove that he deserves to be the starter for the Cleveland Browns. That wraps it up for us today. We'll be back tomorrow talking OU football and all that implies. that's another 50 cents that goes to Mike Ryder. I'm running out of money for that cat. But yes, we will be back tomorrow on Locked On Sooners to get you ready for the upcoming game with Florida Atlantic. And until tomorrow, may God bless your family and peace, love, and Boomer Sooner.
You are Locked On Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell Alexa or Google to play podcast Locked On. Don't worry, I won't finish. You get the idea.